Third quarter about to start. Miami pulling away from Toronto. In the middle of the second quarter, they lead 67-46 at halftime. Third quarter is delivered by 2-for-1 Pizza. Get a free medium one-topping pizza with $25 minimum order. And that's before tax and delivery. Online orders only. Visit 2for1pizza.com and use coupon code FREEM, like mozzarella. Just reviewing, continuing to review all the scenarios, Javon, with top spot in the West. And I guess that's why they have all these tiebreakers, because it is confusing as all get out right now.
Things are sticky in the West.
Can the Raptors mount some kind of a charge here, Javon? What do they need to do?
Well, they've got to start with taking care of the basketball, right? Just too many careless, unforced turnovers, which has led to 19 Miami points. And I also think just getting out and running, right? This team has to run, especially with no two-point guard or no true, you know, bigs on the floor. Miami just is switching everything, making it difficult. They're sticking to the perimeter, and you're not getting any advantages. I mentioned that in the first half. But with only 4 fast break points through 24 minutes of basketball, that's not Raptors basketball. So first it starts with rebounding the ball on the defensive end and, you know, getting advancing the basketball, changing ends of the floor fast, baseline to baseline. They had a couple. I remember Agbaji. There was one or two times where Agbaji, and they advanced the basketball to him. He fumbled it off of his foot out of bounds and, you know, just miscalculated the pass. But that's got to be where they start, right? Taking care of it, rebounding, running. You see the ball go through the hoop, and that gives you a bit more confidence. Then shots start dropping.
Miami with the lead. Raptors will have the ball to start this third frame and its last half of basketball for the 23-24 season. Thanks for listening in wherever you might be, whatever you might be doing on this beautiful early spring Sunday afternoon. Toronto in the black, coming right to left. Grady Dick in the lane. The shot blocked by Bam. Here comes Miami in the white, left to right. Martin, near side, right wing, on the bend of the arc. Left hand to the middle. Now goes far side, Jovic down on the block to Bam. Tried to catch it with one hand. Couldn't, out of bounds.
Well, he was caught looking at Kelly Olynyk coming over and switching. Thought he had the mismatch on Grady Dick, but a good job. Great awareness by Kelly.
Two hands. Pass and catch with two hands. All the grade 7 coaches are out there yelling it. Javon Freeman, Liberty, jumper, no good. Agbaji with the rebound. Kick out, Trent 3, bang. In the well, the bottom of the well for Gary Trent Jr. Raptors cut it to 67-49.
That's the best look that Gary's had all day. Nothing off the dribble, not off balance, but a kick out from an offensive rebound, and he knocks it down.
Jimmy Butler, near side, right wing, just off the block. Now backs in on Agbaji. Into the lane, kicks it to Hero. Took about 3 steps. Finally,
there
Mark Lindsay
there
called one.
Go. Man, there we are.
Man, if I could walk like that, I'd be making money on somewhere on a stage, shuffling my feet like that. It is pervasive and prevalent in the NBA. Somewhere, Fats Domino is singing, "I'm walking." Trent near side in the lane to Olynyk, floats it up, no good, gets his rebound and puts it back in the tin. Kelly with the loose change back in the machine, and 2 points come out for the Raptors. 67-51, 18 point Miami lead. Jovic up top to Hero again with the run.
He
starts every dribble with a travel. It's just a bad habit.
That dribble's on his second step.
Hero, near side, Jovic to Adebayo. Great catch in the lane and jams it down. Wow, athleticism on display there by Bam. Went up with the left hand, caught it, came down, got on his pogo stick and jammed it back down. 69-51, Miami. Olynyk fouled by Jimmy Butler. Jonathan Sterling with that call. Raptors will inbound far side, right wing in the black, moving right to left in front of Darko Rajakovic. Grady, near side, corner three, no good. Rebound Adebayo, up the middle of the court. 9:39, third quarter. Raptors down 69-51, and they take a foul on a driving Tyler Hero. Grady trying the old beer league trick. You know, kind of reach behind the guy when he goes by you. Playing that old man defense. Grady, you're too young for that. That's what I'm doing right now.
Oftentimes you see a lot of those veteran guards, if they're pressing up full court and a guy spins backwards, you know, he's spinning.
Like, they stay on the hip.
They stay on the hip and try and tip the ball from behind.
That's some caginess, craftiness. I gave my nephew that one, and he came back and he said, "Uncle Paul, it worked." I said, "Of course it works. What, you think I'm going to give you stuff that's wrong?"
You know, the key, too, is to time the basketball. After
yes.
That, once that ball, they take that dribble, the ball's on its way back up.
Yes. Once it hits the ground, it's coming back up.
Coming back up. And that's when you want that split second to get a hand on it as the defense, as the guard is turning with the ball.
I've tried it on the way down, and my fingers now point the wrong way. Grady in the lane. Kick out. Abaji corner three. No good. Rebound. Bam. Can't squeeze it. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Toronto. You tell the kids, you slow them down. Slow your offensive player down. I mean, if you're really good, you can do it in the middle of the floor. I wasn't that good. I took him over to the sideline to have like another defender.
Extra defender.
And I knew he was going to come back because he couldn't go any further. Grady in the lane, lays it up and in. Great. Takes contact and gets it down. 69-53. Miami by 16. I love it when you tell the kids something and it works and they come back amazed. Like you just invented something. Well, Raptors need to invent some defense there because Bam went down the lane and jammed it down, swinging on the rim like the chandelier at a party. 71-53 Miami, 8:40 third quarter. Trent, three, straight away, bang for Gary. In the bottom of the well, Raptors trying to hang around. 71-56 Miami, 8:25 third frame.
Different half for Gary Trent Jr., already 15 points, but the two threes that he's knocked down, you think about how fluid and how open those have looked off of the catches.
Butler to Bam, cutting in the lane, gets it up and down.
Bam is really carving up the Raptors on the interior.
Trent back, says, "Alrighty. I'll see your deuce and give me back three."
All righty, let's rock.
In the bottom of the well for Gary, says, "Take that with you."
18.
73-59. Raptors chipping away here. The lead was 21. It's down to 14. Adebayo in the lane. Good D by Kelly. Kicks it out to Hero. Starts a dribble with a hop and a travel and now is fouled by Freeman Liberty. He just hopped to his right and then dribbled the ball.
I'm going to have to go back and watch some clips of him. Slow down because I want to see this, right? Are we missing something? Or?
No, I'm not. I've been in this game since 1970, and that's a walk. A catch, just a slight little hop to his right, and I'm telling you, it's to the point now where the league is just ignoring it. It's like the carry on the dribble. For some guys now, they've turned it into a move. They'll put their hand at like 6 or 7 o'clock and then, whoom, across their body.
Well, this is something.
And I know I'm waving my fist at the cloud and shaking my cane like an old man, but it's an advantage.
It's something that he has perfected, right? Because you look at how the Raptors have guarded him all game, and I mentioned it from in the first half. They're actually going under screens and trying to stop that penetration. And for a guy that shoots 40% from three, you would typically go over and worry about him shooting the three more.
Miami gets a steal. Raptors turn it over. Adebayo, front court. Holding between the rings. Gets it to Hero. On the bounce. In the lane. Lobs it up for Bam. Knocked away by Olynyk. Here come Toronto. Front court. Trent into the corner. Grady. Shot fake, drive near side to a cutting. Abaji lays it up, no good. Gets the rebound back and jams it down. Two hands to make sure for safety by Ochai on the second try. 75-61, Miami by 14.
And he made up his mind there that he was just going to go a bit stronger, have a stronger take that second chance there. He's had so many opportunities. I think this summer that's something for him to work on as well, is just being a better finisher, right? He 10 points tonight, but you think about how many chippies today, rather. Think about how many chippies that he's missed around the rim.
Well, he takes the foul there on a driving Jimmy Butler. 75-61 Miami. 6:44 to go, third quarter. Are we breaking here, guys? Do we have a break left? Yes, let's take a break. You're listening to Tangerine Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto. Raptors trying to chop into the Miami lead, 75-61. Heat by 14. It was 21 at halftime. We've got 6:44 left, third quarter. And as long as they're not turning it over, Javon, the Raptors get their feet under them. They make some noise.
Yeah. You know, and taking care of the basketball just gives you extra opportunities, right? And you look at now when you're getting better shots. Think about how Gary Trent Jr. has played in this half. And those two go hand in hand, right? You turn over the basketball and you have, you know, a couple of tough shots on the offensive end. You don't allow yourself to get any rhythm. In the second half, they've come out and done that.
Miami ball, front court. Jovic gets it to Butler, near side. Drives on Olynyk, into the lane, lays it in. 16-point lead for Miami. Jimmy Butler has got 15 on the afternoon. Freeman Liberty up top, gets the pass from Olynyk. Raptors in the black, right to left. Trent drive into the corner to Grady, far side in front of the Raptor bench. Step back jumper over Hero, no good. Rebound Martin. Up the middle of the court, Martin on the drive, jams it down. Nobody challenged him. And Caleb Martin soars in to put the lead back to 18-79-61. Olynyk three, no good up top. Jovic, quick hit ahead to Martin. On the lob to Bryant, knocked away by Grady, peeling back. 5:40, third quarter, 79-61 Miami. Trent, top of the lane. On Hero, into the lane, bounces off him. Jumper in the air, no good. Rebound knocked away to Miami. Here comes Butler, front court. On the dribble, near side. Thomas Bryant in the lane, loses the handle. Out of bounds, it'll be Toronto ball. Miami trying to complain that the Raptors touched it. If I'm Thomas Bryant, I'm just ashamed at the way I handled that thing. It was like somebody greased my hands with lotion and said, catch this. Freeman Liberty front court for the Raptors. On the drive into the lane, tries to kick it out to Trent. It's knocked away. So Miami will stay on defense as the Raptors attack. Olynyk three, bang in the well for Kelly O. Raptors cut it to 79-64. Lead. Jaquez, front court, has it knocked away, gets it back. Martin, deep three, far side, no good. Standing rebound to Olynyk. Rebound number 8 for Kelly to go along with 9 points. He's on double-double watch. Freeman Liberty up top. On the drive, kicks it to Trent. Step back, down the baseline, kick to Olynyk, drive on Bryant. Oh, Kelly gave him the dream shake and floats it up and in. And KO, Fred Astaire, Arthur Murray special. Great footwork there, 79-66. Raptors hanging around, Javon.
KO is getting, he might be getting slower, but I'm telling you, he's getting smoother with his footwork.
Martin inside, shot blocked, took it down. Falling to the ground, took the steps, but they give him the possession still. Butler in the lane. Kick to Martin. Three ball near side, short. Rebound, Bryant, back up and in. Wow, Raptors got three stops, but couldn't get a rebound.
Yeah, Bruce Brown had Bryant on him. Couldn't really push him out from under the basket. And Bryant just using his size there.
Trent, jumper near side, left wing. Gets wedged in between the rim and the backboard. And we'll have a jump ball at center. 81-66, Miami leading. 3:34, third quarter. Jovic sits down. Haywood Highsmith checks in. Malik Williams checks in for Toronto. Mark Lindsay will step between Abaji and Bryant to jump it up. Wasn't sure why you wouldn't have Malik Williams jump. Any thought, Javon?
Tough one. I'm sitting here thinking the same thing.
Well, Miami controls the tip. Hawkes gives it to Butler, standing on the logo straight away in the white, left to right, Miami. Butler into the lane. Bounces off Malik Williams, and that was just a straight Jimmy Butler ref, you're going to call this. He leaned in off balance.
He's become a silent assassin.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He doesn't really look like he has an impact on the game. Doesn't always look engaged. But then you look over at the box score, you see plays like this, and right away you're like, okay, Jimmy's doing Jimmy. And the 15 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists today. Like he's there, right? He does have a presence.
Bryant up top gets it to Martin. Martin with that funky jump shot knocks it down straight away.
It's ugly. It's not
timing
just funky.
Is bad.
It is ugly.
He gets up in the air. It's like he has to hang, and he almost shoots it on the way down.
He has a hitch, and then he has that right foot kick out on the way down.
But it goes down, so it's 83-66, Miami by 17. Williams in the lane. Underneath to Abaji, falling out of bounds, lobs it up to Williams, turn it over. Back comes Highsmith, cross court to Martin. On the dribble, Martin, far side. Gets it into the post to Bryant. Freeman Liberty strips him, but Bryant gets it back, puts it in, and he's fouled.
Well, you could hear Bruce Brown the entire time yelling, right hand, knowing that. Bryant is going over that left shoulder and trying to get to that right-hand hook. So said, so done.
Somebody reading the scouting report. Timeout on the floor, 85-66. Miami back up to 19. We'll take a break. 2:34, third quarter. You're listening to Tangerine Raptors basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto. All right, dissecting the playoffs in the West here. Raptors trailing this one to Miami. They've fallen down by 19. They had it to 13. 85-66, Miami, 2:34. Third quarter. The biggest game to me at the bottom of the West standings is New Orleans home to the Lakers. If New Orleans wins, they stay in six. They keep Phoenix below them because if they're tied, Phoenix has a tiebreaker and they would get six. Phoenix is playing Minnesota. And that moves the Lakers to ninth, where LeBron would have to play Steph in the first round.
Yes.
Somebody's going home.
Somebody. I'm not sure if the NBA wants that.
But that's what they got.
But that is what they got. And believe me, we will be tapped into that.
It's.
And that's a one game. That is.
Yeah. It's March Madness on steroids.
Yep.
It's the consequence you get for expanding it to 10 teams, or else they'd already be out.
Right.
So that's a big game. Raptors turn it over, down 20. Tyler Hero front court for the Jam. 22-point lead for the Heat, 88-66. Almost their largest of the game. McDaniels down the baseline, into the lane. Malik Williams floats it up short. Rebound Bryant. Man, just a minute ago, the Raptors had this at 13. Hero in the lane to Bryant. Puts it up and in and is fouled. 90-66. This is the biggest lead of the game for Miami at 24. Could be 25 as Bryant was fouled on his layup attempt. Raptors calling a timeout. So let's go back to the scenarios, Javon. If the Pelicans beat the Lakers, L.A. will finish, assuming Sacramento beats Portland at home, L.A. will finish ninth. Golden State most likely at home to beat Utah. Maybe not. They're stuck in 10. They might rest.
You know what's pretty funny, too, is that Portland can throw a wrench in here by beating Sacramento.
If they beat Sacramento, that drops the Kings potentially to 10th. I mean, Sacramento, if the Lakers
they've lost the last three.
Yeah, if they can rescue that one and the Lakers lose to New Orleans, I mean, New Orleans has something to play for because they don't want to be in the play-in.
No, they got to avoid that at all costs.
That now gives suddenly Sacramento two chances to get a playoff spot. And if you're Sacramento, as good as they are, you'd probably take your chances in eight against maybe an unheralded, inexperienced Minnesota team or Oklahoma City team. So it will be very, very interesting.
I think what's important for New Orleans as well is buying Brandon Ingram some time.
Yes.
Some extra time. So if
you win, you got a week.
If you win, you got a week.
Right.
But if you lose now,
you got to play two games. And so then maybe you get a series.
Right. And whether you're, in a situation like that, are you rushing him back or? So that they definitely have something to play for.
Thomas Bryant makes the free throw, 91-66, 25-point lead for Miami. So let's give you an update with the happenings in the East. Philly 83, Brooklyn 65, 10:40 to go fourth quarter. Orlando 76, Milwaukee 66, minute left third quarter. Chicago up on New York 73-72. As Grady knocks one down for Toronto, Raptors down 91-68. Cleveland 108, Charlotte 102, halfway through the fourth. Indiana is doing the nasty on Atlanta right now, up 119-91. Indiana's like, we ain't taking no chances. And that's your slate of games in the East. Miami leading 128 third quarter, 91-68 over Toronto. Hero up top, Highsmith. Step back, gets it to Hawkins, drives on McDaniels. Pushes off, turns, jumper no good. Rebound Toronto. Front court come the Raptors. McDaniels limping after hurting that, looks like that right knee. Bruce Brown up top for the Raptors, under a minute. Kicks it to Temple. Garrett up top, three in the air. Back rim, no good. Rebound, Thomas Bryant. Miami leading 91-68, 45 seconds, third quarter. Hero kicks it out top. DeLon Wright, shot fake, into the lane, kicks it out. Highsmith, three, good. 94-68. Miami, biggest lead of the game. It's 26. 25 seconds, third quarter. Temple on the drive into the corner. And they've got a defensive 3 second on Miami as McDaniels had the ball in the lane. The Raptors will get a free throw and the ball back. Grady free throw up and in. Grady having a nice game. He's got 14 for Toronto. Couple of rebounds and an assist. Bruce Brown to inbound. Right side, far wing in front of the Raptor bench. Gets it to Williams. Now to Grady. Raptors in the black, right to left. Grady tried to bounce pass it in the lane, but you could send an email. Everybody knew that one was coming. Grady will inbound, far side to Temple. Shot clock, game clock about a second apart. Game clock at 10. Garrett up top. drives, crosses over, loses it, goes to McDaniels. Floater in the lane is up and in. So the Raptors secure a bucket at the end of the quarter. Miami has 2.6 seconds. Hero holding, gets it to Hawkes. Catch, shoot, banks it, no good from midcourt. And that's the way the third frame ends. For the last time this year, we go to the last lap of the track. Miami 94, Toronto 71. You're listening to Tangerine Raptors basketball across the TSN radio network. Miami takes it front court. They missed the shot, and Thomas Bryant was on the rim trying to get the tip in. And they'll call it for offensive interference.
That's a message that was always echoed to me by my coaches in the last game of every season. This team will never be. You got this. Is the last time you guys will be teammates together, right? This entire group. So really enjoy it.
Yeah, something always changes always over changes. The offseason.
Always changes. That's one guarantee in this game.
Bruce Brown, fall away jumper up top, no good. Rebound. Here comes Miami. Hawkes into the lane, kicks it out. Hero, drive down the baseline, throw it up, no good. Hurdles his body into Malik Williams, wanted the foul, didn't get it. McDaniels back, lay it up, no good. Here comes Miami. Hawkes to Hero. Kick to Hawkes, three ball, far side, no good. Rebound, Jordan Wara. Wara, Brown, Williams, Temple, and McDaniels for Toronto. In the black, right to left. McDaniels up top. And they got an offensive foul on McDaniels against Hawkes, throwing his left elbow out. Didn't see that one. But Jonathan Sterling's right there on the floor and had a better view than I did.
McDaniels is one of the guys that this summer, he's got to get back to the basics, right, and really just hone his craft, lock in this summer so that he can come back and feel really good about himself, feel pumped.
On the drive, Hawkes gets it down and he's fouled. The ball hangs tantalizingly on the rim before going down. And the UCLA rookie will get one to come. How about this, Javon? I'm looking at the out-of-town scoreboard like a guy who's going to the buffet who hasn't eaten in a week. Charlotte 117, Cleveland 110 in Cleveland
yes.
With a minute 40 to go.
And that's why I said in the West, you know, we can't look past Portland.
Temple, right?
they
three
can,
up top,
really
no
throw
good.
A wrench in there.
Yeah, they can. They can.
Because Charlotte up on Cleveland right now, that they have no business there.
Raptors strip the ball from Bryant, but he gets it back and steps to the hoop and jams it down. 99-71. Miami by 28. In the lane, Wara has it knocked away, goes off him, out of bounds. Heat by 28, biggest lead of the game. And they're coming front court looking for more. Bryant drives, has it knocked away, goes off Miami, out of bounds. It'll be Toronto basketball. Chicago 84, New York 78, just starting the fourth quarter. Milwaukee down 14 on the road in Orlando. All kinds of scenarios playing out here. Wara to McDaniels. Kick it out top. Malik Williams, deep three, no good. Rebound, Thomas Bryant. 9:20 to go in the ball game. Miami with a 28-point lead. Fourth quarter brought to you by CMC Markets. Take your trading to the next level with $0 commission on stocks. McDaniels in the lane. Drive on Hawkes, floats it up, no good. Tipped up by Williams, no good. And gets his rebound back and puts it in the cup. 99-73, Miami. Javon, I know the kinds of things that have been said to me at the end of the game in the locker room in a scenario like this, season over. team won't be together next year. What do you think Darko is going to be talking about as Hawkins, or as Hero, knocks down another three?
It's funny because I don't think Darko's going to shy away from, you know, you guys get your rest, but we have work to do. And by we, it's not just the individuals. It's the organization. It's, you know, the coaching staff, right? They've learned a lot this year. It was up and down, but he's echoed the sentiments wanting to get this organization back to what it was. So you go pop into that locker room at the end of this game and say, listen, guys, congrats on, you know, making it through the season. Congrats on the ups and downs and the trials. But we've got to be excited about the work in front of us.
I got a question for both you and Warren. Maybe we can get our guys behind the glass, Owen Hall and Matt Cardidero, who have done a fantastic job all year, to open up a mic. I got a ball question for you and Warren. And again, I know how I would answer it. 102-73 Miami. But a season like this, Javon, for me, if I'm a Raptor player, and I've had them as a university player, you've had them by getting cut from a national team. You talked about your first experience. The first time I put on the uniform that said Canada, I played with a guy that was a member of the Pistons before he came back to play with Canada. And so I know how I take it. And I would be going all summer with, like, the team's record pasted on the backboard so I could see it to motivate me. Like, no way I'm holding 25 wins next year. Yeah. So, like, what talk to me about what your motivation would be as a player, and I'm sure it's what some of these guys are thinking. Raptors down 30 now, 103-73.
It's much easier if you're these guys to go into the summer and be motivated and inspired, because you know what it feels like to be close, right? There's been a number of games that they, you know, the season that they've been right there, just haven't been able to get over the hill.
Right.
And, you know, some of the guys are going to look at other awards across, you know, the league and say, okay,
That could be me.
Like, I'm right there. And you're always closer than you really give yourself or you really acknowledge. And I truly believe with that in mind, that everybody's that much hungrier. So if I'm the other teams in the West, sorry, in the East, I'm concerned about how this team comes back. Right? I'm concerned how Scottie Barnes comes back. IQ, right? He's going to have a full season of just being able to play. And RJ coming back, you know, healthy, and, you know, tragedy behind him and so forth. Like, there's so much to be excited about, and you're that much more hungry because you know everything's within arm's reach.
All right, let's take a break. Miami with a big lead on the Raptors, 103-77, 7:07 to go, fourth quarter. We approach the top of the stretch. We'll get Warren's response if we can when we get back. 103-77 Miami, 7:07 to go. You're listening to Tangerine Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto. 103-77 Miami with a huge lead on Toronto. Now, we heard from Javon, 7:07 to go, fourth quarter. I gave you my point of view as a player going into a summer with a bad taste in your mouth. Javon, you talked about yours. Warren, I don't say this in the wrong way, but we've all had those summers where you go into a summer and the team record wasn't good, you didn't perform up to your own standard, and it's something that it eats at your gut and your craw, and there's some motivation there to get you going for the next year. Hey, Chris Childs told me he once practiced with a shirt with a name of every guy that was drafted before him in the summer. I know there's something for you there in that, Warren. Like, where did you go when it was motivation time, if you're a Raptor player in a season like this?
Yeah, you know, for me, personally, I remember my first year at university, we lost to Lakehead, and we should have beat them. And
all the Lakehead guys are listening now going, really, Warren?
Yeah. Scott Morrison, all those, Greg Carter, all those dudes, we should have beat them that year. Josh Gibson Bascoma, you know, he was on the team playing well that year. And we lost his last year. And I remember I didn't come home to Toronto. I didn't go to Brampton. And I just stayed there. And I worked all summer long, literally all summer, every single day. You know, we worked camps, and then I just got in the gym, and that's the place you go to, and you I was so motivated by the loss that that was the only thing I wanted to do. So this is something that these players, regardless of what they, regardless of what they have going on in their life, I think that should be the motivating factor, because you're playing for something. And, you know, we all know nowadays players, you're getting paid a lot of money to go ahead and play this, but play this game. So if anything, let that motivate you. You know, and that's okay. Yeah. You know, you could play for a check and say, I want to be this or that next season, and I need to play my part. And if I do that, the team will go ahead and do so too. I mean, it's hard to be around somebody who's constantly raising their level of performance, because it forces you to do the same thing, right? And I think the Raptors, they have youth, and someone will blossom. Someone's work will pay off, and then it will force everyone else to go ahead, raise their level. And a case in point is Kawhi. Everyone on that team took a step forward when Kawhi Leonard came here.
He forced everyone. Yeah,
exactly.
The old adage, a rising tide.
Quickly, RJ, Scotty, someone will do that for Toronto.
Yeah, a rising tide lifts all boats. Jordan Warren knocks down a three. Miami back with another deuce. 5:14 to go, 108-83 Miami. And it's going to be one of those summers for Raptor players. They will leave after exit interviews tomorrow with a laundry list of things to work on and get better at and bring it back next year. And if everybody does it and stays healthy, it'll be interesting to watch. Miami by 32 right now. Wara on the outlet, Freeman Liberty lays it up and in. Sorry, I said 32, it was 22. 108-88 right now. Toronto down 20. Thomas Bryant near side into the lane. Lefty hook is up and in. Just too big for a much smaller Ochai Agbaji. McDaniel's pass in the lane knocked away. Jaquez drives and lays it in. Is Jaime Jaquez an all-rookie first or second team this year, Javon?
I don't even think that's a question.
Okay.
Without a doubt. You could argue he's in that first team.
Yeah, I would say
I would make that argument.
I would find it tough to keep him off that first team. McDaniel's three ball goes down. 112-91. After still fighting. Patty Mills on the floor for Miami. Three ball, no good. Here comes Ochai Agbaji. Drives into the lane, has it stripped by DeLon Wright. Back comes Haywood Highsmith on the lob to Bryant. Thomas Bryant.
He's had himself a game.
Yeah, he's come off the bench and it's like 16 points. 7 of 9 in 22 minutes, 8 rebounds. He's having a party right now.
Yeah, and he's talking about a guy that had 7 straight DMPs. Only averaged 5 points on the season, but he came out here. And you know what's funny, Jonesy, is that this is the type of play right now you really utilize this last game, and I wouldn't be surprised if you see him playing some minutes in the play-in.
Right.
Right. And then, if they advance and move on into postseason.
He's just told the coach, hey, man, I'm good. If you need me, I can do this.
Yeah.
This is Bryant with the ball up top. Swing it. DeLon Wright, three. No good. Rebound, Jordan Wara. 2:28 to go. 114-93, Miami. Agbaji down the baseline. Comes out the near side to Wara. Corner three. No good. Rebound, Bryant. Ninth rebound for Thomas Bryant. Jaquez brings it over center. Of course, the starters sitting for Miami. Adebayo, Martin, Hero, Butler, Jovic, all chilling. Thomas Bryant with another dunk. Miami up 23. Thomas Bryant got the rebound and the dunk. That's a double-double for him. 1:53 to go. That's all that's left in the season for Toronto. They trail 116-93. Let's take a break and come back in a minute. You're listening to Tangerine Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050 Toronto. 116-93, minute 53 to go, fourth quarter. Raptors trailing Miami by 23. This game close till the middle of the second quarter when Miami pulled away on a big run. Went up 25. Raptors shaved it back down to 13, but just not enough horsepower. Not enough firepower for the Raptors as they are going to hit a benchmark that they haven't hit in 10 years. Longest active streaks with fewer than 30 road losses. The Raptors have been 12 years since they lost 30 games on the road. Unfortunately, it's going to happen today, and they'll finish with an 11-30 record away from Scotiabank Arena. Nowhere to go but up if you're Toronto, and I'm telling you, with a healthy roster and some draft picks, this thing could turn around quickly. I'm not talking about a championship, but you can get on the road to respectability very, very quickly. As we look at some of the scenarios, Agbaji puts back the dunk attempt that was missed by Temple, but they're going to call the foul.
Your point. There was for a duration of the season, a good portion of the season, there was a stretch where, you know, this team was battling and scratching and clawing for, you know, potentially a playing spot, right? And you think about guys being injured, having 30 guys, you know, suit up for this team and going through the transitions, the three different phases of this actual team this season, and the fact that they were still meddling for a play-in position. Now you get everybody back and you add a couple pieces here and there. You have your foundation, you have your ingredients. Like it can happen really quick.
Let me give you this. Jumper up top, no good for Miami. We're ticking towards 1 minute to go in the season for Toronto. Raptors were 12-20 at the start of the season. Garrett Temple in the lane lays it up, no good, he's fouled. Then to the Siakam trade, they were 3-5. The next 10 games after the Pascal trade, they were 2-8. Between February 7th, when they had everybody, including Scottie Barnes and Quickley and Barrett, they were 5-5. And then since the Scottie injury, they're 3-19, yes. And they're overall 4-28 now without Pirtle. So
That being said, I also, you know, going into next season, I don't want to hear much Scottie Barnes criticism, right? That record, what was that? 3-19 without Scottie?
3-19. Yeah.
3-19 without Scottie. Right, that should tell you a lot. So next year, I don't want to hear too much Scottie Barnes banter. And Scottie Barnes is this. Because he controls the game for this team.
You know, my brother Mark, doing college football for ESPN, worked with Bob Davie, who was head coach at Notre Dame. And Bob Davie used to say, the more the monkey walks up the tree, the more you see his backside. And I laughed. I said, what do you mean, Bob? He said, just because you're around, you see all the warts, all the faults on somebody, and you tend to look away
focus
from the good stuff.
Yes.
And focus on what can't be done or what's wrong rather than what's right. And I gather that's what you're saying about Scottie. All right, in terms of the draft picks, the Raptors are going to have their own pick, top six protected. That was going to go to San Antonio. The Pacers' first-round pick, which is somewhere between 16-19, and Detroit's second-round pick. So they're going to have three in the top 31 somewhere.
Yes, yep.
And again, even if the draft is, quote, weak, unquote, and you don't want that guy, you don't want another young guy or have to commit to him for 4 or 5 years, you can trade that pick and get a good player.
Here's the thing, what people are forgetting as well. You have draft capital.
Yep.
But you also have some salary cap.
Yep.
You have some space there. So there's a lot of flexibility. There's a lot of options for the front office. And, you know, I truly do believe that everybody talks about this draft being a weak draft. draft, one of the weaker drafts.
And people say that and everybody jumps on board. How do you know?
You've had to really study this. How many drafts have we had where they've been strong and we've seen guys go into lottery that had, you know, high expectations and they haven't panned out? Then you have drafts that are weaker, and there's a one or two, three, four players that really turn out to be not just competitors at this level, but game changers at this level. So I'm from the thought of it is a luxury to have draft capital, draft assets, as well as some cash going into the summer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 15 seconds to go. Season winding down. Miami 116, Toronto 103. Raptors will finish with four players in double figures. But it won't be enough. Miami is going to get the win. Garrett Temple's three ball misses, and that's the final shot of the season for the Raptors. It's a final in Miami. The Heat, 118. The Raptors, 103. The arduous season for the Raptors comes to an end. It's an eye towards the summer, summer league, free agency, the draft, building, working, and coming back in September. And heating up the pan full of grease again to get it going. For all of us here, we say thank you for listening. Thank you for being with us on many nights this year through the cold and the winter. Thank you for being loyal listeners. From all of us here at TSN, we tell you postgame is up next with Jim Taddy, Warren Ward, and Josh Lewinberg. Good afternoon from Toronto. You've been listening to Tangerine Raptors Basketball across the TSN radio network.